Tonight's topic is Kiddush Makom Suda. We continue with the topics related to Pesachim. We start with the Gemara, a very good place to start. It says as follows. Amar Shmuel, Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. Shmuel says that when you make Kiddush, it has to be the same place that you're having your meal. Sovr B'Nei Hani Mili B'Bayis L'Bayis, Hani Makom L'Lachim B'Chad Beis Olam. What does it mean, the same place? What does place mean? Place doesn't necessarily mean you have to be sitting at the table. You just have to be in the same house. Right? You just can't move from one house to the other. Amruhu Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa, Zibnin Sagi and Havakamina Kameh de Shmuel, Benachis Me Igor Ara. He said, I was at his house, and he went from the second floor to the first floor of Hodim Kaddish, made another Kiddush. Vaf Rav Huna Sover, Ein Kiddush Al Bakum Suda, the Rav Huna Kaddish, Viz Kari Le Shraga. Story of Rav Huna, that one time he made Kiddush, and shortly thereafter the candle blew out. So what did he do? So he was building a house next door for his son who was getting married, and the lights were still on there. So he took his meal, and he moved over. And then he made another Kiddush. You can only make Kiddush in the place that you're going to eat the Suda. So the Gemara here agrees, there's a little disagreement as to what Makom Suda is, but in order to make Kiddush, in order to be Yotze Kiddush, at least on Friday night it would seem, that it has to be in the same place that you are eating your meal. The Rashbam comments, why? Where does this rule come from? There doesn't seem to be any source for it. So Rashbam says, Af Yedei Kiddush lo Yotze, Kiddush Parashvid on time of the Kameh, Ein Kiddush Abba Makom Suda, the Ksiv, the Karasa le Shabbos Oneg. He quotes a pasuk. The pasuk is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Right? The pasuk in Yeshaya means that it can't be a din d'oraisa, right? Yeshaya, by definition, came after the Torah. So, like so many other things that we know, there's a drush on this pasuk. B'makom sh'ata kore Shabbos, klomer, kriya de kiddush shomtei oneg. Whenever I cry out that it's Shabbos, right, meaning where I'm mekadesh de yom, when I make the day holy, that place should be in the place of Oneg, the place where I'm going to have the joy of Shabbos, meaning the meal. So the Karasala Shabbos, where you call Shabbos, Oneg, you should in the Makom of Oneg. Umedrishu, to Medrish, that's nice. Inami, then here's a second opinion. If you didn't like this one, I got another one for you. Sover, he the Mikaiv, me the Ikva Kiddush al Hayayin, Kiditanga le Kaman, Zachre al Hayayin, Mistama al Hayayin, Shabbos Hukvar le Chashiv. He said, possibility number two. The second possibility is that the reason why we do it is because we know Kiddush technically could be done what's called B'Dvarim. I could just say, you know, it's Shabbos. Good Shabbos. That itself might be enough to get you Yotze Kiddush. So, for example, I know I had a roommate once who used to be very makrid when he was in Israel. He walked down the street. He saw somebody, a chiloni, he'd say to him, Shabbat Shalom. But the idea that the person responds to him, Shabbat Shalom, as most people would do, it was just Mekayim Kiddush. He just got the B'mitzvah Saseh, D'oraisa. Right? So technically, on the basic level of D'oraisa, it would seem the Kiddush B'dvarim, just saying the words is enough. Right? And for sure, the Kiddush that we say in the Tefillah, right? On Friday night, we say the Kiddush in the Tefillah, that also is enough. However, the Chachamim made a takana that it has to be Al Hayayim. That there specifically has to be a cup of wine when we make Kiddush. So the Rashbam says, when people don't normally drink wine on their own. Obviously, when they made the takana, it has to be as part of the meal. People drink wine as part of the meal. So that's why this is part of the din of the Suda, therefore it's Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So the Rashbam offers up two reasons why. Either because he's some drasha he has from Yeshaya, or it's a svara, that at the time when you originally invented Kiddush Al Hayayin, the yayin you were talking about, the wine, was the wine of the Suda. Basic question, why do you need two answers? Either one would do. What does Rashbam have to offer in Inami? You have a drasha, that should be enough. So if you look at number three, the Tosfos is Chachmei Anglia. One of the lesser known the Tosfos is, but fine ones nonetheless, don't get me wrong. It says, Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda, Pirush Rashbam Inami. The Rashbam has an Inami. It has a second answer. Why? wiping, right? Lo mochicha mikra devikarasol Shabbos onig the divrei tami devikavol lo yalfinan. He said, why does the Rashbam find it necessary to offer a second reason? He said, because if you just have the first reason, if you just have the pasuk in Yeshaya, that would definitely not be Doresa. So we call Divrei Kabbalah. By definition, anything that's written after the Torah can't be Doresa. Therefore, he offers a svara to explain that why this is a din Doresa. Meaning that this is one answer. However, the Rashbam said, I'm offering a second reason, a svara. The Kiddush al Hayayin has to be Makam Suda. Now, this is a din Doresa.
Meaning that svara is better than having a pasuk.
Right, that's what's going on right here. You're having a svara because the pasuk itself wouldn't be enough. Because the pasuk is in Yeshaya, it's not a pasuk in the Chumash.
If it's the writer, you're saying a pasuk from the Chumash without the.
I don't understand. How can that be?
What?
You just said that at the Raisa level.
Oh, let's get to that. So let's look at the Rush. The Rush is about to ask your question, right? I'll save your breath on this one. Yeah. Rush quotes as follows: By Rav Rabbeinu Yonah, Pirish de Eino Bracha Vatala, the Hada Aminu Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda Haina Midr Rabbanan Vasmachtu Rabbanan Akroy. What are we talking about here? We're talking about making Kiddush in Shul. So the Gemara tells us, why do you make Kiddush in Shul? You make Kiddush in Shul because people used to sleep in the shuls, right? People who had no place to stay, so they would sleep in the shul. So for the benefit of the people who are sleeping in shul, we make Kiddush for them. That's where they're going to eat their meal. They don't obviously, these aren't wealthy people. If they're sleeping in the shul, they don't have wine. Therefore, the minhag is the shul makes Kiddush for them, and then they eat their meals afterwards. Nowadays, people don't sleep in the shul, with the exception of maybe a drasha here or there. But overnight, that's mash has to be shvuas to get someone to sleep overnight in the shul, right? So the question is, why is there a minhag to this day that we still make Kiddush in shul? So Rabbi Yonah says, I'll tell you why. Because the question is, what do you mean? The Rishonim asks, how could it be? He says, you need Kiddush for Makom Suda. And no one's eating here. So therefore, the Kiddush is not going to be motzi anybody. And therefore, it's going to be a brachal vatala. So Rabbi Yonah says, no. This idea that you have to have Kiddush for Makom Suda, that's only Durabonin. But on the level of Doraisa, if you make Kiddush but not for Makom Suda, that's also good. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, how does that work? Rashi says, "En kishal makosuda haynu the minder rabbanon." Disagreeing with the Chachmei Anglia, "Vasmachu rabbanon akroy v'karasul Shabbos oneg." They have an asmachta. They make a pasuk that's supposed to remind you of it, but that pasuk is not a real drasha. "V'ikar kiddush min ator hu nikasiv zachreyu al hayayim beknisa hilchah kaven sheyesh bnei adam sheinu yodim lekadesh nogu kashvi knesa yotzei yidei kiddush min ator." He said, "Yeah, no one's going to sleep in the shul, but there are people who come to shul who don't speak Hebrew. They don't know how to make Kiddush. So for the benefit of those people, we're going to make a Kiddush in Shul, and they're not going to do anything else. On the level of Doraisa, they're still going to be Yotzei Kiddush. Right? Because it's no worse than saying Good Shabbos to the guy walking in the street, the Rabbeinu Yonah says. Well, the Kamara, Ein Kiddush, El B'Mokom Suda, Lo Masher Kiddush Pirish. The Rosh says, but that doesn't sound right. The Rosh says, I disagree with Rabbeinu Yonah. Why? Because you look at the words. Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokom Suda. There is no Kiddush. He said, that doesn't sound like L'chadchila, there is no Kiddush. It means, period. You're not Yotzei unless it's Mokom Suda. So the Rosh says, I don't agree with Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah's idea that it's only a Derabbanon that makes you do it doesn't sound right with the words. The Mashiach Ela Kiddush Klal. Sounds like it doesn't at all. V'chein Hada Omar Rabba. The kiddusha the hachal and lo nafkisu. V'ol kasha my kama l'shmul l'amali kiddusha bebe kenishta. Name all to mishin and never kaddish bebe sa. He said, besides this proof that he's bringing, the Gemara is against it. The Gemara asks, how come we're still making kiddush in the shul? So the Gemara is, well, how can we make kiddush in shul? They say for the people who are sleeping there. Why did he just say for the amaretzim? If this is true, that this is the reason that an amaretz we're making it on his behalf. Nowadays, why wasn't it true at the time of the Gemara also? Ben Rabbi Shmuel Tavayu Svir Ruhu Yidei Yayin Lo Yotzu the Tanya Kavasei the Tanya Shinu Yayin Ein Tzorach Levarach Shinu Mokum Tzorach Levarach V'chein Hilchoso. Bottom line is, I disagree, he says. The Gemara doesn't sound that way. I think that it's a Din D'Oraisa. See, Machok is here, Rabbeinu Yonah on the one hand, who says Kiddush B'Makom Suda is a din d'Rabbanan, right? And mid-Daraisa, even if you're not B'Makom Suda, you're Yotze. And on the other hand, you have the Rosh, who says, no, specifically has to be B'Makom Suda. If it's not B'Makom Suda, it's nothing.
Just a question about what you're doing.
Ah! What? Brachah V'Hatolah. Right. So again, you'll note.
Or if you can be Yotze with the Kiddush and Shul, then when you go home and you make Kiddush, then that's a Brachah V'Hatolah.
Well, again, so that's necessarily says, because let's take Havdalah. Let's take Havdalah, right? Right? Havdalah you make in Shul, right? Still, you go home and you make it again. Everyone agrees you Yotze Havdalah in Shul if you want to. Right? So the idea is that if you know you're going home, you have your mind, you're not being Yotze. Right? So for Kiddush, you can do the same thing.
She shouldn't answer Amen
to a bracha, but not to be Yotze. She have in mind, I'm not being Yotze with this. We have a lot of cases like that. You count Sfira, right? The rabbi gets up, he makes a bracha. You say Amen, and then you do it again a minute later. Why? Because you know, assuming that you're still counting and you don't need his bracha. Right? Let's assume. Right? So in that case, right, you have in mind not to be Yotze. The Chazan makes the bracha on Havel. We see Amen, we make the same bracha right afterwards. The assumption is, assuming you're Ashkenazi, you don't want to be Yotze with the bracha, and that's that. But still, we have Mr. Ryback's question, hasn't been answered yet. The one that he hasn't asked yet. And the question is, wait a second. You just said to me, Rabbi, that saying Good Shabbos works. How can you tell me that Good Shabbos works, but if I'm making Kiddush with a cup of wine, not B'Makom Suda, that doesn't work? So that's what the Minchas Chinuch asks. Great minds. See? So the Minchas Chinuch says as follows. V'ayin Rosh. Look at our Rosh over here. Maybe Divrei Rabbeinu Yonah, Shekosov Shad, Da'af, She'ein Archim, Beveis HaKnesses, Ein HaKiddush Brachu V'Atola. Ki Kiddush B'Makom Suda, Ein Le'el Durit Midirabon. Arkein Yotzim Anoshim, De Kiddush, Da'Reis, B'Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, Osim Anoshim, She'ein Yonah L'Kaddish. Quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah. You still make it in shul, right? As is the minhag in, I think, majority of shuls in America. You make Kiddush in shul ad yom hazeh. What's the reason for it? Isn't it a bracha v'atola? It's not a bracha v'atola. There are people out there, there's a good chance that someone's going to be in shul who's not going to make Kiddush later. They'll be yotze with it. U'lech'or v'adas ha'mogin avram yotze de kish to reisa b'tfila. Say, but wait a second. I said to you that just saying Good Shabbos might be enough. I said, for sure, saying Vayechu and everything in the Mekadesh HaShabbos in davening counts. So who's going to be sitting here in shul that's going to hear the Kiddush? The guy who just davened Maariv. Right? No one's showing up that late to shul that they missed Maariv, they're just coming for the Kiddush and Yigdal at the end. If there was a Kiddush afterwards, Mela, in the morning that could happen. But at night there's no Svara. Someone just sent me an email last week. They said, no, they have, with texting, they have all these Rosh Hatevis, OMG, LOL. So he said to someone, you know, you come to Shul on Shabbos, he said, JFK. What's JFK? Just for Kiddush. new Rosh Hatevis. So the question is, Minchas Chinuch says, it's a question on Rabbeinu Yonah, because the person already made, the person just did davening. So if you tell me we're doing it so he can be Yotze Midoraisa, he already was Yotze Midoraisa, which one asked for a minute ago. So how does that work?
You wouldn't assume that everyone could at least say Brit Kriya Gathering.
What?
You would assume that everyone could say Brit Kriya Gathering.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no. Yeah, but Brit Kriya Gathering is enough. You need the stuff afterwards.
If they can say by a fool, then...
Right, so yes, the guy was in shul, so the Minchas Chinuch says no. There are people who come to shul who can't daven at all. Which is true out of Yom HaZeh. People come to shul to say Kaddish, whatever reason is, right? They can't daven Shemon Esrei, they can't daven nothing, right? They can barely make it through the transliteration of the Kaddish. So that's who we're making it for. He says, Rabbeinu Yonah is right. Right? This is for the person who, yeah, he was in daven, he didn't daven Shemon Esrei. Said, but the Rush disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah. But he said, he asked me, the Rush doesn't make any sense. Why? Nobody disagrees on the fact that you can make Kiddush without the wine. Mikol shekein mikadesh al hayayin kol m'sam v'yotze yidei Torah. And for sure, if you have a cup of wine, you're yotze. Masha v'yiraya mitakamav v'gamar Hashem b'kiddusha d'hachal lo nafkiso ein raya. He thinks the words mean one thing. I don't see it. D'mirabanu lo nafki al kein tzoch v'kadesh pram shniyah. It means mid-rabbanu you're not yotze, but mid-raisa. So the bottom line is that the Minchas Chinuch rejects the Rush. He said the Rush doesn't make sense. The bottom line, if we all agree that you could be yotze the din d'oraisa of Kiddush just by saying Good Shabbos, or at least just saying the Pesukim in Shmoneh Esrei. In fact, this is a famous question. Right, the Dogel Meravava, the Nodi Yehuda, has this world famous question. Generally, men go to shul on Friday night and women don't. So what happens? So men already yotze kiddush d'oraisa in their davening, and now they come home to make kiddush halakos. That's only midrabanan. The women, on the other hand, are just as chayv in kiddush as men. Right, even though kiddush is a mitzvah sashei shar zman grama, still shomer v'zachar b'dibur echad. That whoever is chayv in the negative parts of Shabbos, meaning everybody, is chayv in the positive parts of Shabbos. So women are chayv in kiddush midoraisa. How could a man make kiddush for a woman? I hate to sound like a feminist, but the Dogel Meravava says it. It could be that the woman should make kiddush for the man, because she's more chayv than he is. That's not the minhag. Interesting. I've been to many houses, not many, several houses where the woman's made a motzi. I've never been to one where she's made kiddush. Which is interesting. Halachically, that would make more sense. I've never encouraged any woman to do this, but this is a kasha. And that's what the Minchas Chinuch is saying. Everyone agrees that the man is yotzei midoraisa, bedvarim ba'alma. So if he uses a kos, it only gets better. It's so that it's not b'mokom suda. No, but it can't get worse because it's not b'makom suda. So therefore, Minchas Chinuch says, I don't even understand the opinion of the Rush to say that kiddush b'makom suda is d'oraisa. Similarly, the Sri de Eish lived at the time of the Second World War. Interesting shaila. This is from the chief rabbi of Finland. Not sure if Finland has a chief rabbi anymore. But the chief rabbi of Finland, after the war, said as follows. He said, during the war, World War II, we didn't have any wine. So we stopped making kiddush and shul. Now the war is over, it's around 1950 or so, and people are saying, no, we have wine again, let's start doing it again. However, so many poskim say that doesn't make sense, should I use this as an excuse to get rid of it? No, we haven't been doing it all these years, I could just say, once we stop, forget it. So the Sri Deish said, no, absolutely not. The Sri Deish says that one should not take the kiddush and make the minhag of making kiddush and shul lightly. Says, what about the Rush? V'hinei ha-Rush, b'perek ari p'sachim, quotes it again, hevi b'shin Rabbeinu Yonah, de'ein ha-brachu v'atol, d'amrinu de'ein kiddush al-makom suda, haynu mid-rabbanon, v'ikar kiddush min ha-Torah, d'ksiv z'achreyu al-yayim b'knisa. Helcha, kivin shish b'yadam, shenem yonam l'kaddish b'beisam. There are people in Finland that go to shul who don't know how to daven. That's the same. Right? Therefore, nagu l'kaddish b'knesek, le'yol t'imi de'ein kiddush min ha-Torah. V'ha-Rush, so the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, that's why we still do it. We reject the Rush. The bottom line is the Rush is not true. That in fact we pass him like Rabbeinu Yonah. And since we pass him like Rabbeinu Yonah, absolutely positively reinstate it. Start making Kiddush and Shul again, because this is a good minute because it really works.
Nobody gives us a reason just
No. It's interesting. I think it was a week or two ago I was davening here, and the question was asked to the rabbi. The rabbi was talking about making a bracha on Megillas Eicha. Must have been last week or so, between Mincha and Maariv one day. So somebody in the crowd, Dr. Teitelbaum, asked, wait a second. Where can you say Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Sovit Zivanu? There's no pasuk that says it. It's not even a drabbanan. How can you do it? So there is a discussion that you're allowed to make a bracha on a minhag just. And some people bring this as a raya. This is a minhag. Truth of the matter, there are better cases than this that people talk about. The fact that we like Hanukkah candles in shul and make a bracha on that, that's a real bracha on a minhag. Right? But this the argument is more than that. This is there's a reasonable possibility that there's somebody who's in shul who's going to be yotzi their kiddush this way. They're going to hear the chazan say it. They're going to say, I mean, that's going to be the end of it. So this is the machlokas. Is it the rice or the rabbanon? And it would seem that the support is on the side of the rabbanon. Now, why do I care if it's the rice or the rabbanon? Yes.
What if it so happens that there's not one person that's going to be listening to that kiddush?
So it doesn't matter. We've instituted it for the following reason. Just like, let's say at the time that people lived in the shul, let's say there was a Shabbos that it was full vacancy. Nobody signed up. You'd still make the kiddush because there's a purpose for it. Right? You're not going to go every week. Right? What is this most similar to? Chazaras Hashatz. Right? Why did we originally come up with this idea of repeating Shemoneh Esrei? For the people who are in shul who don't know how to do it. Does that mean every time you have to go and take a census? Excuse me, will the imbeciles please raise their hands? Right? Obviously, that's not a good policy to get. There used to be I used to have a T-shirt from the guy who wrote The Far Side. There's a bunch of people marching with a sign upside down saying "Imbeciles of America." Right? I was saying, could be they wouldn't understand the question, right? You don't want to do that, right? Once there is a reasonable possibility, you make the takana stays no matter what. So, this machokas, whether Kiddush B'Makom Suda is a Darais or the Rabbanon, ends up being two opinions quoted by the Tosfos Harid in an unrelated matter. Not totally unrelated. The question is a question that comes up this year. Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Do we have Kiddush? Let's say somebody has to eat. Somebody has to eat. Will they make Kiddush this year? So, Tosfos Harid says no. But he gives two different reasons why no. If you look at number 7, the Tosfos Harid on Kuf Yud Dalet, he says as follows. Pirish. Midor Raisa Zachreya Havi Masha Anu Omim Bitzvila. Midor Raisa, the fact that there's Kiddush, we take care of that in davening already. Meaning that the fact we do it on wine, that's only the Rabbanon. Right? The two Mekadesh Hashav. So mid Rabbanon, who should Nachsa Oven the Kaddish Halakos. So whose opinion is this? One more guess. Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? Right, this is Rabbeinu Yonah. The Midoraisa, Kiddush we're done with in davening. Midorabbanon, there's a second thing of Kiddush al Kos. Right, the idea of Kiddush is only the Rabbanon. Kedam Ridam ba'Avdala, Afa Pisha Hivdil B'Tfila Mitzvah Havdala al Kos. Just like even though we say Atochon Antonu in davening Motzei Shabbos, we still do Havdala afterwards with the wine. V'Hecha D'Leslon Kasak Gon Yom Kippurim Anu Yotzin Yedecho V'Seinu B'Kiddush D'Tfila. Said therefore. When you have a situation where you're not going to have a meal, like this year, Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, therefore there's no takona. Meaning that the Doraisa you take care of in davening, you're going to daven Maariv on Friday night / Yom Kippur night, and that's enough, you Yotze. It's not that there is no Kiddush, there is a Kiddush, but you do the Kiddush on the level of Doraisa. Right? When there's no other possibility, you're on the level of Doraisa. That's the first Tosfos Harid. A little earlier, the Tosfos Harid deals with the same question, but has a very different approach. Now, the Tosfos Harid, I should just note from a scholarly point of view, was written in different versions. And it tells you which version it is. So those letters in the brackets at the end, stands for Mahadura Trisa, meaning third edition. Correct. The next one is Mahadura Tinyana. Second edition. So again, so each time the Tosfos Harid had this was they had a different approach to the same question. Look at the second version. Looks like this: Hachi Angamrinu Rachmanin L'Moshe Hecha De'ika Suda Mechayev VeHecha De'leka Suda Lo Mechayev. He says that the Chiyev of Kiddush, much like the Rashbam said in the Inami, is only when there is a meal. That part of the din of Sudas Shabbos is that you have to make Kiddush alakos. That is the din d'oraisa. If you're going to have a meal, then you make Kiddush in the meal. So, what happens when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? So So Mishum Hachi Lo Mekadshin and Beril Yom Kippurim Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. So therefore, when you're not going to have a meal, you don't have Kiddush. Why? Because Kiddush is part of the meal. It's not that Kiddush is done in davening, and then afterwards you're doing another one ala kos midrabanan. No, the din d'oraisa is that you make Kiddush as part of your meal. There is no such thing as Kiddush b'dvarim. Now, according to both of them, you're not making Kiddush on Yom Kippur, but there's a big difference as to why. One is saying because you're done on the level of d'oraisa, and that's it. The Chachamim didn't make you do any more than that when it wasn't possible, right? They never were mesakeh in such a Kiddush. The other one is, it's a din in the Suda. If you're going to have a Suda, you make Kiddush. Because you're not having a Suda, you're not going to make Kiddush. It's a bad community. So again, so in that case, the idea is that you have to have something. If you're making Kiddush in Shul, you're assuming that the rule of Kiddush from Makom Suda is only Durabanan. So therefore, the fact that you don't have food doesn't really make a difference. If you assume there has to be Makom Suda, then you wouldn't be making Kiddush. So you end up okay one way or the other. So again,
according to from last week, the Makom is fine.
Yes. That's exactly where we're going. Well,
okay, he's not on the list.
He's not on the list, but again, we're going with the same idea.
Where he says you do have to have two chazis, he says you have to be Kobe Asuda. So he'd say that based on this Tosfos, since that person has to be as Kobe Asuda, you'd have to say Kiddush at the time he eats his food.
Right, so we start with the Magen Avram, which talks about say al beis kikaros, meaning that if somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, you have to have lechem mishnah. Point number one. V'linir she'ein tzarech lo tikluv kein b'yom kippur. He says I disagree. I don't think you need lechem mishnah. V'kol shekein gachol hamasukan she'ein daitam yusheves. For sure, someone who's eating because he's really not doing well, don't start up with him with lechem mishnah. And he also doesn't have to make Kiddush, right? So that's what he says. Listen, we don't have these things on Yom Kippur. The Rabbi Kiva Eger, which is not in any of the databases, but we'll just note it here despite that. Bar Ilan should really pick up the pace on it. He have some of them, but not all of them. Says, no. What happens if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? If you tell me, like what we read the first opinion of the Tosfos Arid, that you're already Yotzei with the davening, and then they okay. So even if I'm eating, it doesn't make a difference. Because I was Yotzei and davening just like anybody else. I don't have to do anymore. However, if you turn around and you tell me that really there is a Chiyuv Kiddush if you're going to have a Suda, so therefore, if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, it's okay. If Yom Kippur falls out in the middle of the week, if Yom Kippur falls out on Thursday, right? Yom Kippur falls out on Thursday, they would never misaken Kiddush. But if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, it doesn't make it any less of a Shabbos. And to say I was Yotzei, that I was only Yotzei, if you tell me that this is only Durabanan, the fact that Kiddush from Makom Suda. But if you tell me it's d'oraisa, the only reason I haven't made Kiddush is because I'm not having a meal. Therefore, if I'm having a meal, I'm going to have to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur.
There is a Suda Shabbos. You're assuming that there still is a chiyuv. So if you can eat.
Well, no, but either way, anything that I couldn't have eaten before making Kiddush, right, it's considered a makom Suda, right? We have a Kiddush here in Shul. What do they serve? They don't serve bread. Right? They serve cookies. All right, how's that for Makom Suda? So we assume that mezonos is enough. So therefore, mezonos is enough of a Suda. So therefore, if it's enough of a Suda to make a Makom Suda, if I'm going to eat that, that makes it enough of a Chiyuv that I'm going to have to make Kiddush. But anything that could count for Makom Suda, by definition, is Suda enough that if you eat on Yom Kippur, you're going to have to do it.
It's considered
right.
Even on Yom Kippur, it's still considered on.
Well, again, that's if you go with the first Rasha.
Right.
Right? Which, again, that's just probably, it will be the Rabban if you go with the first. Here, there has to be the Rice, you probably have to be going with the second Rasha. So, interesting. So, it would be Kiva Eger Paskins that way, that if somebody finds himself, it's going to come up this year, that you have to eat, that according to that's totally in this Machokas. The Or Sameach disagrees with him. Or Sameach says as follows. He says, I disagree on a different reason. The different reason is as follows. Arsimel says, we are assuming, at least Rabbi Akiva Eger is assuming, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, that is two different things. There is Shabbos and there is Yom Kippur, and they're going on at the same time. Right? And I turned to him and I said, you know, maybe it is that I was not chayiv in Kiddush for Yom Kippur, but I'm chayiv in Kiddush for Shabbos. Okay? Arsimel says, I disagree with that assumption. He says, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, it's not Yom Kippur and Shabbos. It blends into becoming Yom Kippur Shabbos. It is a totally different day. It is neither Shabbos, it is neither Yom Kippur, it is both. And just like there was never a Misakin Kiddush on Yom Kippur, there were never Misakin Kiddush on this blended Yom Kippur Shabbos. So he said, whether you hold this D'oraisa or if you hold this D'rabbanan, that is itself enough of a reason to say no Kiddush. So the Ars HaMeach paskens that according to either opinion, you're not going to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Now this Ars HaMeach, this is very important because people expand it in interesting ways. So, for example, davening on Rosh Hashanah, how long does it take here?
Forever.
Forever. That means what, till 8? The way I daven Shachris here, forever is very fungible. Right? So, let's say it goes past 1?
Yeah.
1:30. Right, 1:30, okay? That's clearly after Chatzos. Aye, on Shabbos, on Yontif, you're supposed to be eating before Chatzos? So, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we generally assume that since there was a minig of the Gaonim that they would fast all day on Rosh Hashanah, that means by definition there's no Chiyuv Suda on Rosh Hashanah. Because if you had to eat these, they couldn't be fasting. And that's important because there's a further discussion. Let's say I forget Yalav V'Yavo in benching on Rosh Hashanah. Do I have to repeat benching? So the rule is if there's a Chiyuv Suda, then I have to repeat benching. A lot of people say Rosh Hashanah not. At least Rosh Hashanah day, some people say not. Why? Because since I'm allowed to fast, that means I didn't have to eat. What if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Not uncommon. Happens oftentimes. First day Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos. Do we have to daven a little quicker then? Do we have to make sure to be done? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, yeah. Because, okay, on Rosh Hashanah you can fast until Chatzos, but Shabbos you can't. So there are poskim that say, no. This or Sameach. Yes, on Shabbos I can't fast on Chatzos, but on blended Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, then I can fast. But this idea of blending days and when does it happen and can it happen, it's a matter of a lot of discussion. But again, but at least as far as Yom Kippur goes, I think people do accept the Ars HaMeach. So I think that even though Rabbi Akiva Eger says that whether Kiddush Baruch Hu is the Raisa D'Rabbanan, that's going to make the difference as to whether or not I am going to have to say Kiddush if I'm eating on Yom Kippur Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. The Ars HaMeach says, no matter how you slice it, you don't.
Where does this concept of this blended day come from?
From the Karban Musaf, the Gemara in Zvachim. You have the Maror Makom here. Make yourself at home. That's point number one. Another point, yes. Okay. Yatsamotzi. Arvus.
Number two, why can't you perhaps invoke the concept that just like every time you go to the Sukkah, you eat on Sukkah, you invoke a Meshiva Sukkah? So even though you said Kiddush and Shul, when you come home and walk in Sukkah and you're making Kiddush again, you have a Chiyuv to do it. And the Torah doesn't say that the Chiyuv is one time, the Torah says Zohar Kishon.
Right. So. Right, so the first question is in fact many people's answer. The idea that Arvus does apply here is many people's, again, there's a discussion, when does Arvus apply, when does it not apply? Some people say, yeah, it applies here, and that's why the Dugal of Arvus question is not a question, that's why we make Kiddush for our wives. But the second one, not as much.
It wouldn't answer the question if you heard Kiddush and Shul and you're going home and eating by yourself.
Right.
It wouldn't answer that question.
No, but that's not a question, because Midrabbana I'm doing it. Right. The question is, can I be motzi my wife? It's a still mechuy of midaraisa. Right? So again, if I'm eating myself, I don't have the question because there's no real bracha v'atala issue. Right. The second point is not as strong. Right. The point that you make of how does it go?
Just like by
sukkah. Right. Just like by sukkah, every time you make a bracha, that's not true. We definitely do not make kiddush at every suda. We don't make kiddush at shal shudis. Right. So it's definitely not a rule that every time you eat a meal you have to make kiddush. Even though I think the Rambam. The Rambam arguably says it, right? The Morik Tzia paskins that way. I think that's the entire list. It's not a very expansive list of people who make Kiddush at Shalosh Shudas. Right? Yeah, it's a somewhat limited list. But, right. Again, the Kiddush and Shul, not Kiddush and Shul, is not an even Ashkenaz Sfarad. In YU, we don't make it in Shul. I think most yeshivas don't make it in Shul. Even though plenty of guys will sleep in the base madrash. Right. So, you know, so again, it's not an even split at all. What?
It's at YU.
The Rev, I think, was in YU for Shabbos once in his life. And he wasn't even a New Yorker. I would have expected if he was a New Yorker, never to stay in. So, right. So, again, it's hard to say that there's a chiyuv every time. And if there is a chiyuv, to the extent that there's a chiyuv, as you said, well, I made it in Shul, now I'm going to do it again in Malkum Suda, that's only Durabanan. And the woman's chiyuv is still Doraisa. That's why you end up... Right.
What's the basis to say that now that it's
a different... Well, it's a lower level. According to this, it's only Durabanan.
Maybe you can answer that this is a different set of circumstances.
Right, but again, she's trying to do Makom Suda plus the real Kiddush. You're just doing the Makom Suda. But why would you assume they have to make Kiddush more than once on Shabbos? Right. That's the question, but that's midrabbanan, midrai, zachrei b'dvar ma'alma. You can, but again, but the idea is to say that my level of chiyuv is the same as someone who hasn't made it. That's where the question comes in. The arvus is the much stronger question. The arvus is the question which a lot of people assume is the answer. The Prima Gaudim in his Psicha Kolelas asks a question that's very related to this. And it's a basic question and understanding of how Dinan Durabanan work. Psicha Kolelas says, I got a big chakira here. What is it? So let's say that there's a mitzvah midoraisa. And the Chachomim tell me not to do it. Right? Give me an example. Shofar on Shabbos, right? How does that work? Is it that they uproot the mitzvah, and if I do it, I wasn't Yotze? Or no, if I do it, I was Yotze, the Din D'oraisa, but midrabanan, I get an Avera also. So again, if there's a possibility to do a mitzvah above Avera, we tell you not to do it. But if you did it, you're at least from Mekayim that. So that's his question. Or you say, no, they totally uprooted it. It doesn't exist anymore. However they managed to do it, they were literally okay. They uprooted it. They told you that you can't do it anymore.
But Shofar made a different, I'd say, ruler. Mm-hmm. Because Shofar, there is an asmachta in the Pasuk. Because of Zikaron. That's a question.
That's a machokas bavli Yerushalmi. You're assuming Yerushalmi on me. And if you assume you're a Shalmi, that might be a Doraisa, right? There's a question, why? Why can't we blow a Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shalos to be Shabbos? So the first Mishnah in the last parak of Rosh Hashanah tells us, that you might come to carry it, right? That's for sure a Drabbanan. The Yerushalmi has a second answer. Yerushalmi says that sometimes it's called Yom Truah, and sometimes it's called Zichron Truah. When's it called Yom Truah? When it falls out during the week. When's it called Zichron Truah? When it falls out in Shabbos, you just remember it. Right? That's a drasha. That's such a drasha that might be a Din D'oraisa. right? So that would be a whole different ballgame. Obviously, if you held that way, right, then there's nothing to talk about. It was uprooted because it never existed.
The Lul of Clear was a case where it took off.
But it was only the rest of the first day.
I'm saying, first day of Sukkot,
right.
Right. It's in the same Mishnah Shofar and Lul in the same year.
Right, there's definitely no drusha out there, I'll tell you. Again, so first day in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim would have to be. Right? Then that's for sure a Derabbanan. And again, there's a third opinion. People don't realize this. There's a Rashi in Parshas Bahar. People read it all the time, they never even notice it. Right? It says by Shofar Shel Yovel, it says that on the 10th of the month of Tishrei is Yom Kippur, right? Anyone a Balkari? Someone knows how this pasuk goes. And the Rashi says, no, what's it saying?
What's the pasuk you're looking for?
It's in Rishon of Bahar. Ted, can you pass the Chumash? Thank you. Come on, you're late on Monday, Thursday. Definitely should. Yeah, it rings a bell. Yeah. Mind you, Shemitah of the Har Sinai? Does it mean anything to you? That's right. The very beginning of Bahar, right? That's where it is. So here it is. V'havarta shofar truah b'chodesh hashvii b'asor l'chodesh v'yom ha-kipurim taviru shofar b'chol arzuchem. And you should carry the shofar on the 10th day of the 7th month, on Yom Kippur, you should carry it. So Rashi says, wait a second. The chiddush here was that Yom Kippur falls on the 10th day of Tishrei. That's why I had to say it twice? So Rashi says, that seems to be extra. So mi mashma shenema biyom kippurim eini yodeh shu b'esor l'chodesh? Im kein, l'amaneh b'esor l'chodesh. You could have said Yom Kippur and not said that. El olomorach, t'kiya shofar asor l'chodesh docha Shabbos. The t'kiya shofar v'yovel on Yom Kippur is docha Shabbos. B'chol artzuchem. V'ein t'kiyas Rosh Hashanah docha Shabbos b'chol artzuchem el v'ezdin bilvad. This is the drasha that you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah shechol yos b'Shabbos. It's not like the Bavli, and it's not like the Yerushalmi. It's a third din d'oraisa that it made up here. It's based on a medrash. So you have three possibilities of what it is. So according to these, it might be d'oraisa even. So that if this was a din d'oraisa, you couldn't get off the ground. But the question is, how does it work? So the general assumption is, and the Prima Gudim quotes it this way, that it seems to be a machlokas between the Tosfos and the Ran in Sukkah. What's the machokas? The machokas goes a little bit like this. Gemara tells us that technically how big does a sukkah have to be? It has to be big enough for Rosh over Rubo. I have to get the majority of my body plus my head in the sukkah. Midrabbanan, they said, not only do I need to get Rosh over Rubo, but I also need to get Shulchano. Okay, this is my sukkah over here. If it ends over here, and this is my table, the Chachamim said that's no good. Why? Because when I eat, I drink, I'm going to lean over. I'm going to put my head out of the sukkah. So if the person has any type of matters, they lean over the table when they eat. So, they said, therefore the Rabbanan said, it's no good. And it uses a lashon, which is very interesting. It says, if you did this, if you sat like this every year, the Rosh Aruba v'sukkah and Shulchano chutzusukkah, then lo yotze me'olam. You were never Yotze the mitzvah. So the question is, what does that mean? So Tosfos says, literally, Tosfos says, lo Yotze me'olam, means that b'chayecha, you were never Yotze the mitzvah of Sukkah, period. Let's see if I can quickly find it in here. So last line on the page number 12, v'ayi masha kosev ha-Tosfos, Sukkah gimel nav, the Chazal Gozu, Abmidin Torah lo Yatza. Im Kirosh Kosa, Im Kena Yisanoik, lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. Said, what happens to the Chachamim when they announce that even though Midoraisa, if I'm Rosh Averuba B'Sukkah, I'm Yotzei, the Chachamim say, if you don't put in Shulchano also, uprooted, the Mitzvah doesn't exist anymore. On the other hand, you have the opinion of the Ran who disagrees. The Ran later on says that when it says that lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, it means midrabanan you haven't. But midaraisa it's still good. So he says you have a machlokas rishonim here in sukkah, and he has other places. For example, you don't have to get as far as sukkah. Very beginning of brachas, When can you, do you have to say Kriya Shema at night? Until?
The Arise until the morning, until sunrise.
The Arise until sunrise. However, the Arise, you mean to imply there's a Derabanan also? Till Chatzos. So what if I do it after Chatzos? Let's say, whatever, I'm very busy. I'm bearing a Mace Mitzvah. It's one of those nights again. Right? And I don't have time to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. Does it make any sense to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos? Is it that, yeah, the Rabbanon told me not to, and I shouldn't have, but I have no choice now. Either I'm going to violate the Rabbanon and the Daraisa, or just the Rabbanon. In which case, I should say it at 3 in the morning.
What? It can't hurt to say Shema.
No question about am I Yosei the Mitzvah?
But I'm saying, he said, should I or should I not? I should have.
What? What do you say? The question, am I Yosei the Mitzvah? So again, you have the same machlokas here. What do you say? No. The Chachomim cut it off at Chatzos. That's the end of it. Birchas Kriyashma mean nothing to you. Birchas Kriyashma. Right? I'm going to say Birchas Kriyashma, but also I'm going to say Ma'ariv at this point. Right? You have the same machlokas here. So he just leaves it. You got two opinions out there. What? Oh, so it actually comes up by shofar. It comes up by shofar. So look at Rabbi Kiv Eger. So Rabbi Kiv Eger actually backhandedly in middle chagiga answers the question. He named the Magen Avram, cause of the Kavanas Tosus, the Makum Chinuch, Mitzvah Shari Riter Kotan, Kamod the Mechanchen Kotan, Betkia Shofer Beshabbos. Vini Saitzus, Eina Meam the Dome. Whether you're allowed to have a Kotan Bog Shofer in Shabbos, whatever, middle of the little sugi there, the Hosab, Betkia Shofer Shabbos, Havi the Rabbanan. Ava Shalom and Menuy in the Midoraisa, also a Kotan. Ma Mahani was a Chinuch Mitzvah, Hati Isser Doraisa. Gam Beshofer, Iker Chinuch Mitzvah, Betkia Osam, Mekai Mitzvah, the Shofer. The Gam Gadol Shot Okeya B'Shabbes Kaya Mitzvah Shofar Dizmano Gam B'Shabbes Elo Da'avra Shvus D'Shvus. In the event that a Gadol would blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbes, he would be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Very interesting. So the Chelkas Yoav asked him, wait a second, how did he just make a statement like that without mentioning that this is Machlokas Rishonim? The Prima Gadim pointed out that this is clearly a machokas between Tosfos and the Ran, and he on his own makes a statement flat out, it's not a problem. Not a problem, it should be the same machokas. So Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikrei Kodesh, and also in his Chuvas in the Har Tzvi, tries to answer it. So he's talking about a very Lemaisa Shiloh that came up. So, going back around 100 years or so, so we were talking about the blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah. So everybody agrees that you're allowed to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah in front of a Beis Din. There is a four-way machlokes as to what type of Beis Din you need. Do you need a Beis Din Shal Ayin Aleph? Do you need a Beis Din, a Sanhedrin, a Gadol to blow it? Do you need a Beis Din Shal Chav Gimel? A Beis Din big enough for to do Misa? A Beis Din of Gimel Smuchim? A regular Beis Din of three, but they have to have Smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu? Or even a basin of Gimel Hediotos. The riff is of the opinion that even Gimel Hediotos, three guys get together in Beis Din, that's enough. In Yerushalayim, you can blow shofar. Around 100 years ago, Rabbi Kiva Sofer got together, wrote himself his kuntres, and said, you know what? We paskin like the riff, and therefore, I think we should blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholis B'Shabbos here in Yerushalayim. This is why he gives a whole list of reasons. In Yerushalayim, we should be blowing shofar. A lot of discussion, a lot of back and forth, articles in Torah journals, tshuvas back and forth. The Adaris had what to say, and Shmuel Salant had what to say. The bottom line is, they were going to do it publicly, but Rabbi Kiva Sofer was convinced that he was right, so he decided he's going to do it. A secondary question came up. If he's doing it anyhow, should I go listen to it? Right? His Aveira, right?
My mitzvah.
He's a kosher Jew. I'm going to, right? At least on the level, if you're going to tell me you uproot the mitzvah totally, it's a waste of my time. I got better things to do in Rosh Hashanah. I could not be napping at the time, whatever the minig is, right? However, if you tell me that no, there's a the mitzvah d'oraisa stays, and they just cover it with the d'rabbanan, so let him take the d'rabbanan. Shulchan Aruch has a little bit in the Nosek, a little bit of a twist. They had a mice one time of a guy who forgot it was Shabbos, and he blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholis for Shabbos. The question is, does he make a shachiyanu the next day? Should be the same thing if he was yotzi at all. So that's the question. So the question came down to, is it worthwhile? How do we paskin? So, the answer was, so if you see, he quotes in the one line here, he says, it's befeirish Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Right? Rabbi Akiva Eiger turns around and says, yeah, avada yoyotze. So what's the issue? The issue is the Chalkas Yaakov. The Chalkas Yaakov says, I don't understand Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger turned around and makes this statement, but the Prima Godim, everyone seems to be saying it's a Machlokas Rishonim. So Tzvi Yitzchak Frank comes up with the following Chiddush. He said that Sukkah and Shofar are not the same. Why? He said, when you're dealing with Sukkah, you're dealing with a Chefza Shal Mitzvah. There is a Sukkah. And therefore, if the Chachamim say that your Sukkah is not of the, that your size of the Sukkah isn't just to be Rosh HaVerubah, but it has to be bigger, Rosh HaVerubah V'Shulchanah, they have a right to say that this Sukkah is possible. If you have a certain type of Schach, that Midor Reiser is a good Schach, but Midor Abadon, they say it's a bad Schach, that means the Sukkah stops being a Sukkah. And therefore, when you sit in it, you're not sitting in a Sukkah. However, you can't do that with a shofar. Right? They're not saying to you that on Shabbos it's ice shofar. That's not the takana. The takana is we don't want you to do it because of X, Y, and Z. So you're over the takana, but the chefzer shal mitzvah and the meiser mitzvah are still a mitzvah. So therefore, even if you assume like Tosfos on Sukkah daf gimel, that in the case of Sukkah, if that's that miyamecha you're in yotze. That's only in Sukkah because in Sukkah there's a chefzer shal mitzvah that we could undermine. However, shofar, you do not have that. So he says, so therefore he thinks that the Rishonim would agree with Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and therefore it's not an issue. So how did we get here?
Why is he so sure that Rabbanan can make a chefzer shal mitzvah?
No. So he brings some good proofs from Schach. Right? There are definitely certain types of Schach that midoraisa. So Nisarim, right? To use 2x4s. Technically, that's good schach. The Chachamim say it's going to look too much like a building. No good.
And we know it's no good midoraisa.
Right, so he's assuming that, not midoraisa, but again, that the sukkah is ois sukkah. They have a right to do that. So too, mm-hmm. Just like in the case of Nisarim, you can make it ois sukkah. So too here. It's not big enough you can make it to ois sukkah. So let's take this back to how did we get here? We got here because we had a machlokes between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush regarding Kiddush. Is Kiddush B'Makom Suda D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan? We said, if Kiddush B'Makom Suda is D'Oraisa, therefore, if you don't do B'Makom Suda, there's no sense in doing it whatsoever. You don't get the mitzvah. However, if it's only mid-D'Rabbanan, so at least you get the D'Oraisa. Wait a second. Is that totally in this machlokes? According to the opinion of Tosfos, that when Chachamim come and say that the mitzvah should not be done, are they uprooting it? If you tell me that Tosfos is right, they're uprooting it, so therefore Rabbeinu Yonah's argument isn't much of an argument anymore. Either at least be Yosef D'Oraisa. No! According to the Ran, at least should be Yosef D'Oraisa. You know, they have a problem that the Chachamim are not Noicha Mehemenu. You didn't follow the Rabbanu, they're not happy with him, but you at least got D'Oraisa. So that's why, if you take, so again, if you just leave it at the Prima Gunim, and you just say that the Machlokas has to do with the same Machlokas, as to whether when Chachomim are ochre or something, are they totally ochre it, then you've got a Kasha on Rabbeinu Yonah Taka. However, if you accept with Tzvi Pesach Frank's argument that there's a Chiluk between Sukkah and Shofar, and that Chiluk is that you could, the Chachamim's ability to be oker in mitzvah d'oraisa is only when there's a chefzer shel mitzvah. Therefore, you'd have to assume that just like Rabbi Kiva Eger says there's no machokas. When it comes to shofar, there'd be no machokas there either. In fact, Rabbeinu Yonah would be right. That this idea that the hachamim come along, perhaps sometimes they're okarit, but this would not be a case where they could be okarit. So therefore, we'd all go back to the beginning. You'd have the same machokas between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah. There's a good reason to believe Rabbeinu Yonah is right, based on the Sri Deation, the Minchas Chinuch. Based on that, that might have a nafka mina for this year's case of Yom Kippur, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. However, if you follow the opinion of the Or Sameach, that doesn't come into play either. However, where does it come into play? It comes into play as whether we should still be making Kiddush and Shul. And therefore, it would seem that there's a lot of reasons that the minhag should be upheld, that we still should, because even though people don't live in Shul anymore, Baruch Hashem, we still have Amaratzim. that we can still take care of as well. Okay. Thank you.